First of all, let's say hello and welcome to Leo. Morning, Leo.
Hello, good morning.
Now, you're incredible, you are. I've watched you when you came in. You came in, it's obviously you're visually impaired.
Yeah, yes.
You came with your white stick, you got your computer under your arm, and I asked you if you were going to do a podcast, and you said, yeah, I can do that. You've sat there for half an hour typing it all out, which just blows my mind how you do that. How does that all work?
Well, basically, the simple way to describe it is I put on headphones that connect to my computer, then I basically have a little voice in my ear telling me what's on my screen, which I think is really cool. And yeah, it's really helpful.
George is in the house. Just describe your journey so far at Vectis Radio, because you've got a smiley, happy face. It's
yes.
Not always been that way, is it?
No, it hasn't. When I first came in, I was very, very anxious. I found it hard to even talk into the microphone.
Look, thank you for coming in. Even after 10 years of working with people, it's really opened my eyes on just how bad anxiety can be for people. And it's not like, oh, I'm a little bit anxious, a little bit nervous and so on. No, it's far deeper than that. It's
yeah.
far worse than that for you.
Yes.
And I've seen that, but I've seen you grow from being absolutely terrified, put yourself through a lot of pain, but you came back week after week and
yeah.
you didn't want to give up. So massive credit to you. But where you were and where you are now, totally, totally different.
Yes, definitely.
Really. Are you a happier person away from here as well? Sometimes that's the misunderstanding, isn't it?
Yeah, I am definitely a lot happier since I've been coming to Vectis, and my confidence has grown so much outside of it as well, especially when it comes to talking, which was something that's always been very difficult for me.
Do you know what? Earlier on when you came in, this guy just turned up on the street. I didn't know he was coming, but you took it in your stride. And there was a time, probably a few months ago, that it would have probably knocked you out of your stride and you'd have felt uncomfortable, but he didn't.
Yeah, I probably would have run away.
The radio means that I can speak up to the people who have no voice at all, to help people that are struggling with their mental health. It makes me feel so worthy to let me do my bit for community.
Can you tell me exactly what happened to you?
I was 3 years old. I fell out of the bedroom window on concrete. I cracked my head open and I accidentally bled in my brain. If I bled out, yeah, I would be okay. I didn't, so I was in a coma. They did brain surgery on me and I woke up about 3 weeks later.
Hello, my name is George. I am 16 years of age. I live in Sandown. I'm looking forward to being a part of the For Peace project.
So that was George on his first session. 2 months later, he was doing this.
Hello, I'm George. Welcome back to my top five. Starts at number five. Something noisy from Queen. Get ready, stamp your feet. This is We Will Rock You. This is George. Another top five. Nick, number four. Wham. Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. That was Wham. Wake Me Up Before You Go Go. We now reached a halfway point. And at number three, Michael Jackson. Beat It. Clear off. That was Michael Jackson from 40 years ago. Beat It. At number two, it's Proclaimers, I'm Gonna Be. Okay, Four Swords Down, One Big Tune to Come. This is from 1985. It's Dire Straits, Money Is Nothing. If you listen closely, you can hear Sting. That was my top five. Join me again sometime soon for another one. Thanks for listening. I'm George, Big Boss GJ.